This morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Dominic Gigrick joins us. He's the high school principal at Cam High School. And earlier this week, they ran the Boston Marathon, a pretty emotional Boston Marathon this year. And he had a chance to be a part of that. We want to talk a little bit about his experience. Dominic, how are you this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much for your time here this morning. Are you recuperated from the run?
Getting there. Legs are still sore and stiff.
Are you a regular runner?
I'm a regular runner. I'm not a very good one, but I typically over the last 3 years have run about 500 miles a year. For training here, though, in the last 3 months, I've run about 600 miles.
Well, most people, and I say most, I mean most people can't even imagine running a full marathon. What's it like to have to bounce back? How long does it really take for you after you do that?
They suggest a full week. However, I've noticed on some of the other runners I ran with, one gal had already ran yesterday, but we think she's nuts. But they tell you to take a week off of that, and I plan to fully do that.
Well, that's the after. What about the before? How long does it take to prepare for that?
When I first found out I was going to be running the marathon, I went to their website, and they have plans for beginning, intermediate, and advanced runners. And I pulled out an intermediate plan that started me just before the beginning of the new year. So in December, I've been following that, and I had ran my best year, a little over 500 miles throughout the year. That's the most I'd run in one calendar year.
Sure. Had you run marathons before?
I ran the 2011 Chicago Marathon with some of our run club members here in Anita, my wife and the Jotty family.
Well, talk a little bit about the experience being this Boston Marathon, because we all know what happened a year ago with the Boston Marathon, with the bombings, and there was so much emotion, and there was so much involved this year, and so many people who didn't get to finish last year who were going to be put in this year. They had over like 36,000 runners, which is more than they usually have for this event, and there was all kinds of things going on around it. Did you feel all that electricity?
Oh, the emotion, the passion for the marathon. I'd heard about it, read about it, watched the commemorative year anniversary pieces before I flew out. But it was palatable. It was there the whole time. Boston people were yelling and screaming at you to run, and your name and your number and your cause, and they were out there. I'm in the back quarter of the runners, of the 30-some thousand runners. And their energy and excitement was there. And then before and afterwards, if you were wearing Boston Marathon gear, they congratulated you. They talked about taking their city back. There was a show of force. It had to be I know the race director said it was going to be the safest place on the planet, and I it was. There were military, police, firemen, and they were all there. And it wasn't an obtrusive thing. It was there. And they just made sure that those people were going to finish this year. And my team of 26 runners, a lot of them didn't finish last year, and they were coming back to finish. And that was very emotional.
I know there was a reason for you to run the Boston Marathon, and we're going to get to that here in a little bit. But I want to ask you first, was it important for you to run this one?
Personally, no. I decided I'm turning 50 this summer, and I was going to do one more marathon. And, you know, running the Boston was never really a consideration until last year happened. I was following a close friend who ran for another cause, and it hit me, his time. I thought he had qualified, and he was just raising money for Alzheimer's research and in the name of his grandmother and mother. But it turned out he was a charity runner, so I found out Boston had charity runners. So I hadn't really set my sights on it until, you know, I ended up finding this cause.
Well, and I don't think a lot of folks even realize that there are different levels of runners, too. There are the competitive runners who are out there to win and to do, spectacular times, all that kind of stuff. There are also people who are out there that are running for causes. They're competitive runners, but maybe not quite at that scale, and you kind of fit into that one. And you ran on behalf of Rett syndrome. Can you talk a little bit about why that?
Well, Rett syndrome, we have a first grade a girl in our district, good friends of their family. We're good friends of their family who has Rett syndrome. And it's a disease that science has proved is reversible. We can counter these symptoms that creep in as a young girl, and it's mainly girls that are affected, at 8 to 16 months are developing normally and then all of a sudden start regressing. So it's a very traumatic situation where they lose the ability to speak in a lot of instances. They lose their ability to move. Some are wheelchair bound, some are not. Kate is the first grader here at CAM, and she is able to walk some and move, but her speech is limited. And there are, you know, an assortment of other symptoms that are debilitating, and the girls require care throughout their life.
And it primarily affects girls?
Primarily. There are some cases of boys, but it's different. It's not the same type of disease effects.
Basically, they're able to learn. They're able to be able to mentally do all the things we can do. It's just that the body just doesn't follow along with what the mind wants.
Yeah, Heather, Kate's mother, expressed that it's the brain sends a message out, and it gets lost. So then they have to try to find a route to get those messages to move. So, like, when I walk into a room, Kate won't immediately look at me. You know, she knows me. She'll smile when she sees me, but there's a delay. You can ask them to point out a classmate and a list of pictures, and it'll take her a second, but then she'll be able to point to that picture of the kid that you wanted her to identify. So they have to find an alternate route, or sometimes it doesn't get there, and they get very frustrated. Mm-hmm. It's a frustrating thing.
Well, and it's not one of the afflictions that's usually top of our mind when folks are doing fundraising, so I assume fundraising for that is a little tougher, so it's more important.
Well, it's tougher. One of the goals for me was awareness. We went to all of our Christmas concerts and played videos, and we've gotten literature out there. We've had stuff in the newspaper, and even though it doesn't, in some of the publications it says a rare disease. It's not a rare disease. It's 1 in 10,000, or 1 in 30,000. It's right there with Huntington's, ALS, in terms of how common it is. It's only been discovered in the last 10 to 20 years, and it is on the autism spectrum. So.
Excellent. So you have a chance to go out and run for those who can't.
That's right, exactly.
Great.
And my team was made up primarily of parents. One couple had a niece that had. I was the only one running for someone that wasn't a direct relative. And their stories, I got to meet them and listen to their stories and meet some of their girls. And it was that as exciting and momentous of an event the race was. That topped it, you know, tenfold.
Absolutely. Well, what kind of an experience was it for you? What'd you do? What was your time?
Just over 5 hours, 5 hours and 9 minutes. I ran Chicago in 5:05. I was shooting for 4.5, but it was a warm day. I made some stops. I had some leg issues, so you know, I felt pretty good. I finished in there were about 20% of the field was still behind me, so.
Well,
I feel pretty good about that.
You finished. That's the first goal.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's not the easiest course either.
No, the hills come at the exact wrong time.
Don't they always?
Yeah.
Don't they always? And as far as the fundraising part goes, it sounds like you guys had a great opportunity to do some good, and it worked out.
Yeah, we got out of the blocks and had a purple out, because you know purple's the color for Rett here at CAM, and the response from the community financially and emotionally and getting behind Kate and the cause has been amazing. We had hit our initial $7,000 goal by that game in mid-January, and since has doubled it, and are still getting contributions in, and we're over $14,000 individually, and as a team we've raised $180,000.
Wow, great opportunity there.
Yep.
Well, I assume that that this fits into your life mission anyway. You're a high school principal.
Yep.
I'm guessing you got into education because you want to help children.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of fits.
Absolutely. It's such a good cause, such a, you know, again, had the connection with the family, and the fact that the thought of the research money, the group that I ran with were able to pick different trials, and the parents are very eager to find things that are going to help sooner than later. So it's a little more fluid and mobile, and you can, and over the last, this is their fourth year of running, they've been able to choose trials that have shown some decrease in symptoms and improvements for their daughters in the short term. And that was what the neat part was about it, that the fact that there's so much hope that this disease can be reversed.
You bet. Well, if this happens to be the last marathon that you run, what a great opportunity. It's the Boston Marathon in the first place, but it happens to be this one where there is so much involved. And on top of that, you got to do some great things for other people. So it sounds like a great opportunity.
It was tremendous. And to see a community come together and rally around Kate and her family, and I don't know if they understand that, you know, again, I met 15 of these families that love and support their daughter and want the best for them out of life, and they want to see this research go forward fast. There are thousands across the country, which it, with as common of a disease as this is, they're helping Kate, but they're also helping daughters across this country, and that's just tremendous.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Dominic, thanks so much for your time and sharing some of your story today. We appreciate it. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, Jim.